Before we talk about mill rate structures, we need to talk about how the assembly got to this point in the first place. First, the budget gap. The state has one, and Sitka has one too, about $200,000 for FY17. And next year, says City Administrator Mark Gorman, it could be even bigger.
2018 is going to be tough. We're going to be coming up short by $2.5 to $3 million in revenue.
The city is in dire need of money to fund staff and services as we know it. And that is why they're starting to look at property taxes. Speaking before the assembly, Assessment Director Wendy Lawrence described property taxes as, quote, the budget balancing piece of your revenue structure. In fact, 13 other municipalities in Alaska have a mill rate that changes. It ebbs and flows with budget needs. The process is complicated, but the math is pretty simple. Here's Lawrence.
After all of the revenues are analyzed at the end of the year, and that's why property tax is paid at the end of the year, you take whatever's revenue is needed and you divide that by the tax base.
And voila, a mill rate is born. One year it could be 8 mills, the next year 7.5 mills. But there are cons to a budget-driven mill rate too, mostly that the assembly needs to be hands-on.
This structure really predicates on the fact that you're going to do some analysis and control expenditures and control the budget.
Now, Sitka does not have a budget-driven mill rate. We have what Lawrence called a rate-driven mill rate. It's 6 mills. Every year.
The way it's structured now, we're subject to windfalls and shortfalls. If the property tax base stagnates or declines, then our revenues on property tax will decline.
Lawrence strongly encouraged the assembly to cast their eyes around the region and consider transitioning away from a fixed mill rate.
Budgets are being strained. I know there's a few municipalities in the southeast that are revisiting that capped mill rate, so we're not the only ones.
And there are some other benefits to a budget-driven mill rate. The city could cap how much revenue is brought in, Juneau does this, and offer exemptions, say, to homesteaders with property valued at $50,000 or less. Assemblyman Matthew Hunter asked a follow-up question about this.
So the smaller homes and those who rent a spot in a trailer park would have relief,
right.
And then those who
right.
don't live here year-round, and those who have the bigger homes would pay a little more.
Right.
This narrative of shifting the tax burden to those Sitkans with more or more expensive properties echoes the recommendations of the Citizens Task Force, who want to raise rates by 2 mills. One bump in the mill rate equals $1 million for the city. Now, if this all sounds a bit rosy, remember that whether Sitkans will endorse this change is another story. The mill rate was set in 1989, and Sitkans voted against raising rates twice. The assembly could mobilize to put property taxes before Sitka voters again this fall, but Gorman suggested they not rush. Instead, reach out to the public and hold a special election this fall.
This is complex stuff. We need to understand how we get the message across, what are we hearing from the citizens, and what in terms what they would support, and do this in a very deliberate and engaged way and not try to rush something forward by the end of July.
July 1st is when tax bills are mailed, so changing the mill rate would have to happen in June. Overall, assembly members like Bob Petruski seemed sold on the idea of having a special election.
This is the issue, because really this is the issue that's facing Sitka and its long-term stability or even its existence. You know, if we continue down the road of $2 million, $3 million a year that we don't have, the next thing you know, we're shutting the doors.
While the assembly seemed pretty resolved, deciding to hold work sessions this summer exclusively about property taxes, the temperature of the public was not known. No citizens came forward to testify on the issue. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.